Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas with Discover the Finger Lakes, and it's saverlife.com. Michael at saverlife.com if you want to send me any information. And one thing I wanted to mention during the food show, but applies here because you'll have a pretty drive through the Finger Lakes to go get your Valentine's Day dinner to go. Foxtrot Vineyards and their chef, Brad Holland, are doing a Valentine's Day dinner to go February 13th and 14th. You pick it up between noon and 5 in their tasting room, and he gets it 90% of the way ready for you to bring home and enjoy something really, really delicious. They've even got a Spotify playlist to go with this. So you need to have the orders in by Tuesday, February 9th. There are no substitutions. Dinners are $50 per person plus tax, and it's a pretty cool menu. And Brad Holland, one of the amazing chefs, but also someone who's been really hyper-focused on local foods for a couple of decades. He's a young-looking guy, so it really fools you into how long he's been cooking. And again, focusing on local ingredients. The menu for February 13th and 14th, there's a fresh-baked focaccia with Kremhild dairy butter. And things like that butter, are going to be really good. I'm betting, because those are the kind of details that he really tends to focus on. Rainbow carrot salad with dried fruit, pumpkin seed dressing. Then you have a choice of entrees for this dinner. Again, a dinner to go. There's a chive crusted Hudson Valley Fisheries steelhead trout with dried cherry glaze, seared risotto, and Kennebec potato cake with roasted red pepper sauce, oven roasted beets with parsley garlic butter. Or you can get a roasted quote-unquote French Bostrom Farms pork rib chop with the dried cherry glaze and the same sides with that, and the potato cake and oven-roasted beets. Then for dessert, there's a six-layer almond margarine, toasted almond sponge cake, raspberry jam, vanilla buttercream, white chocolate ganache, mocha buttercream, hazelnut chocolate ganache in those layers. So they recommend it with Fox Run Vineyards Kaiser Vineyard Reserve Chardonnay or their Lemberger if you want a red. Or maybe one of each. That would really kind of look pretty and be fun to taste each of these side by side with these courses. So a fabulous dinner, and you can bring that home and enjoy that. And again, Brad Holland, one of the chefs you should follow what he's doing at Fox Run, and also does catering and special events, and has been one of the key leaders of the Finger Lakes Culinary Bounty for many years. Really, he's also just a fascinating person. And Fox Run does some special tastings where they are sort of special combinations where you sit down and have wine and food pairings with Brad and one of the winemaking team, maybe Peter Bell or someone else, and they'll be bringing these back as the COVID and this pandemic, we get that back under control, and so they can hopefully do these much more frequently, maybe this summer or this fall. But Brad is extremely cerebral chef, but also very artistically oriented, and has been doing art in a variety of different mediums for quite a few years. Just someone you need to meet, basically. You probably won't meet him at the pickup for these dinners. This is just, you stop by the winery and pick up these dinners and maybe some wine to go with it. But keep that in mind for the future. You need to go to Fox Run for one of their events where you can meet him and try his food when he's there in person. And again, this is February 13th and 14th that it's available. You need to have the orders in by February 9th at 5 p.m. So call Fox Run Vineyards to put that order in and enjoy a really tremendous meal. If I were you, I would get one of each of the entrees so that you can try both of them, because he's very particular about sourcing the most common ingredients to the bigger parts of the meal, like Bostrom Farms, which is on 5 and 20, or the Hudson Valley steelhead trout, and again one of my favorite chefs for many years. He had, I think, I first met Bart Holland when he had a restaurant at the Watkins Hotel, which is now that space is a Chinese restaurant now. He had that for, I forget how, maybe 4 or 5 years. I have to ask Bud. And then he became the executive chef, or one of the corporate chefs for Corning Incorporated, and really sort of left the public dining scene and did that for a number of years, and then came back to Fox Run so that the general public can now enjoy his food. He's been at Fox Run for quite a few years now, so again, a chef to follow in the Finger Lakes, Brad Holland. One other food related note, the Eastman Museum has opened their cafe again, and it is the people behind Open Face Sandwich who are involved in that, or running it perhaps, but that it's in the name of the cafe now, Open Face Cafe. They had the restaurant on South Avenue for quite a few years, and it's great to have them back again, and their kind of artistic take on food that they had at their restaurant, they now can bring to the cafe at the George Eastman Museum. And that's kind of a great combination, I think. Some creative food to go with the museum. And that has a new entrance, glass entrance right in their main parking lot. They've got easier access to the cafe and to the movie theater. They have some new exhibits that are just opening, including Carl Chiarenza, titled Journey into the Unknown. That starts February 5th. They also are going to be doing the Dutch Connection again. And you've hopefully gone to this before. If you haven't, you should go. You definitely should go this year, partly because we're going to need to see spring. And this is your preview to spring. The Eastman Museum, George Eastman Museum, for years, probably maybe around 30 years, perhaps more, they forced bulbs, thousands of bulbs, each spring, and it is one of the highlights of the year for me, is going to see their Dutch Connection. So it's February 5th through the 28th, only a week away, and I'm sure they are probably hoping there'll be quite a bit of sun to help the bulbs open. Not sure where they're being forced this year. They've done it with Lucas Greenhouses, and not sure who's helping with the forcing, because that has been for sale. Although they have, there is a note that Palamaki Farms is helping with this in the forcing, and that is Susan and Tom Palamaki, who had Lucas Farms, so Lucas Greenhouses. So they seem to be helping with the forcing this year, which is a great sign. They've done an awesome job with it for many years now. So February 5th, this will begin through the end of February, and it is, again, thousands of bulbs. George Eastman forced bulbs and ordered from at least one of the same companies in Holland that they are ordering from now. They usually go back to one of the orders from a similar year. I would guess it's 2021. So they probably went back to maybe 1920 to see what he ordered, and kind of use that as a guideline for what they ordered for this year. They also have bulbs for sale so that you can bring some home that are not in bloom yet or maybe close to blooming. And that also is a great way to support the museum. So it's going to be extra spectacular this year because they have the new visitor's entrance. They have done extensive renovations on the walkway from the kind of the new part of the museum to the Eastman House itself. I haven't seen that yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that. So they are being very careful with safety, social distancing required. All visitors ages 2 and over are required to wear face masks that cover the nose and mouth. They have hand sanitizing stations. And of course, they do say, you know, please stay home if you or anyone in your party are exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19, or if you've traveled outside New York State and have not adhered to the latest travel guidelines. So, for example, if, you know, a family member just returned from Brazil, this would not be a good time to bring them out in public. They should probably self-quarantine for 2 weeks before venturing out. It's those kinds of guidelines that will allow us to get through this pandemic and allow us to reopen businesses. It's basic science. Wearing masks and social distancing can keep the infection rate low enough that we can do some semblance of business, and hopefully our local businesses can survive this pandemic. So again, the first flower show of the season is at the George Eastman Museum, and that is February 5th, the first, that's this coming Friday, when it opens for the first time. And it's not just tulips. Lots of tulips, lots of daffodils, but they also usually have freesia and hyacinths. There's usually some forced azaleas and hellebores and a bunch of other bulbs. So there's lots to see beyond just the tulips. And I expect they'll probably have some of they often have orchids from the Genesee Region Orchid Society for extra displays here and there. Anyway, it's an exciting year to see this. Last year they held the Dutch Connection, kind of just as the pandemic was really beginning, they were also finishing renovations on the visitor center, so that was not open yet last year. So this is it's a big year for the George Eastman Museum. So I hope you get a chance to get over there, make some plans, go early. Don't wait until the end of February go several times and actually become a member of the museum so you can go multiple times to see these. You know, the weekends will be probably relatively busy. The weekdays often not very busy. And if you want to avoid crowds, you know, you could go multiple times during the week and probably see fairly small numbers of people. But they will turn over the show, a lot of the bulbs, midway through. So they'll have a first batch of bulbs blooming for the first 2 weeks. Sometimes not all of them are quite blooming because it's very tricky to get them all blooming at the exact same time. So I would, personally, I would go February 5th for the opening. I would go back that next week because there'll probably be even more of them that are open at that point. And then they bring in a new batch of bulbs around the 14th or 15th of February, probably. Because these forced bulbs don't last 4 weeks. They last a couple weeks. They look great, but they don't last 4 weeks. So they actually have a second set of bulbs that have been forced, again, forced for a different time frame, which is not easy to do. It's tough enough to get bulbs to bloom, you know, for a specific date, but then to get a second batch to bloom for a second specific date, that's a couple weeks later, is even more challenging. But they've been doing this for lots of years, Susan and Tom Palamaki, so they're really good at this. And so I would go back to see the second set of bulbs, maybe go back twice. So, you know, once a week, starting February 5th through February 28th, you'll get to smell spring, you'll get to see it, and you get to see the renovations expansion at the museum. This was a big deal for the George Eastman Museum, this new visitor center, and it's exciting to see it now open. So February 5th, the first of the first showing of the Dutch Connection George Eastman Museum. If you know of something going on, did you hear or find out more about, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with the Grapevine tomorrow, 9 a.m. tomorrow, and hope you have a great day. Get out and dress warm. It's a chilly day and evening ahead, but there's a little bit of sun out there, and the snow on the trees and things is really pretty stunning, and it's gorgeous to get outside and get some fresh air. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine here at SaverLife.com.